the Jell-O family presents...
Henry Aldrich.
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelch as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now for the Aldrich family. Right in the middle of everyone's memories, there is always a teenage boy. And if he's like Henry Aldrich, he's right in the middle of plenty of other things, too. The scene is the Aldrich living room. The time is evening.
Alice!
In here, Sam.
Where's the extra leaf for the dining room table?
Why, dear?
I thought I'd have the committee work in there, and we're going to need lots of room.
Let me see. The last time I saw that leaf, Henry was using it on his bed for a desk.
A desk?
Yes, he was doing his homework.
In bed?
Dear, that's the place he seems to concentrate best. I'll ask him what he did with it.
You mean he's still here?
Yes,
but Alice, I've been trying to get the financial committee together for weeks, and we'll need all the peace and quiet we can get.
Sam, I give you my word, Henry will be at the school play where he can't possibly bother you. Meanwhile, why not sit down?
What for?
You're all flush.
I'm all right.
Dear, I've been married to you long enough to know when you're flush. Now, I remember it's in the hall closet.
What is?
You see how overheated you are? The leaf for the dining room table.
Mother, I'm waiting.
In here, dear.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Father.
Good night, Henry.
Turn around. Let me see how you look.
Mother.
Dear, why are you wearing that old blue tie? Why didn't you wear that nice one Aunt Harriet gave you for Christmas? The red one.
The red one, Mother? To the theater? Gee whiz, do you want Gladys to think I have no breeding?
Well, I suppose it's all right. Now, do you have your ticket?
Gee whiz, sure, right here.
A hanky?
I've got two of them. One up here, one down here.
Did you tie your money up in it?
Gee, Mother, how juvenile do you think I am?
Henry, you've got to learn not to ask leading questions.
What about the pins in your new shirt? Did you get them all out?
Of course.
Well, check the tails again. I wouldn't want you to sit on a pin and ruin your entire evening.
I give you my word, Mother, there isn't a pin on me. And boy, I better get going. This is my first date with Gladys, and I don't want to keep her waiting. Good night, all.
Drive carefully, dear.
And be sure you've got enough gas.
There's plenty, Father. I checked the car from head to toe this afternoon. I even washed it.
Alice. Was that our son?
My goodness, he certainly seemed to have everything in hand, didn't he?
Doesn't that please you?
I'm not sure.
What?
I mean, Sam, he doesn't seem to need us anymore.
He'll always need his allowance.
Yes, I'm serious. He's growing up.
It was inevitable, Alice. It's nothing to cry about.
I'm not crying. It's just, Sam, I feel like I've suddenly lost my little boy.
Mother!
Oh, my goodness. Henry, what's wrong?
My shoes, Mother. Where are my shoes?
Your what?
My shoes. I ran out of the house in my bedroom slippers.
They must be up in your room.
Oh, boy.
Don't run, dear. You're losing your trousers.
Gee whiz, did I forget my belt, too?
Henry, you better check everything again.
Yes, Mother. And while I'm doing that, would you please look up Gladys's address in the phone book? I never asked for where she lives.
Yes, dear. Oh, my goodness.
Alice, it looks like your little boy has come back.
Is this the well we're in, Henry?
Sure, Gladys, and I certainly want to apologize. Boy, I never realized Row X was way back here.
Henry, I don't mind, really.
You don't?
No. As a matter of fact, I understand this is a play you want to see from as far back as possible. Shall we go to our seats?
Oh, sure. Seventh and eighth seats in. Would you excuse us, please?
Excuse us.
Excuse us?
Ouch!
Oh, hi, Cynthia. Excuse us.
Oh, my goodness, Henry, look what's right in front of me.
Oh, boy, where did that pole come from? Here, Gladys, you take my seat.
Henry, I can nearly see fine if I just tilt a little.
Well, gee whiz, Gladys, I couldn't have you tilted on our first day. You wouldn't be polite. Let's change.
Well, all right. May I have my program now, please?
Your program? Oh, boy, how did I forget that? Excuse me, I'll be right back. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Ouch!
Oh, hi, Cynthia. Excuse me. Excuse me. Say, Charlie, could I have two programs, please?
Sure, I'm here.
Thanks. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Ouch! Listen, Henry.
Oh, gee whiz, Cynthia. Did I get you again? Excuse me. Excuse me. Here, Gladys.
Thank you, Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Well, gee whiz.
Who's that?
Homer Brown. Boy, some people never grow up.
What do you mean?
Imagine yelling all over a public place like that. Boy, I certainly want to apologize for him.
I don't mind. I think he's cute.
Cute? Homer Brown cute?
And isn't that a nice necktie he's wearing?
That red one?
Yes. Did you know that red's my favorite color?
Well, gee whiz.
Henry, I think the orchestra's getting ready to start the overture. Could I have my purse, please?
Your purse? You mean I have it?
Didn't I give it to you just before we left my house?
Oh, gee whiz, no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, I must have left it on the hall table. What am I going to do?
I don't think anyone will steal it, Gladys.
Henry, would you be a dear and hop into your car and run home for us?
Now?
Henry, please, I don't have my handkerchief. And I understand this is a very sad play.
Well, I wouldn't mind lending you one of mine.
Yours?
Yeah, I've got one up here and one down here.
Henry, I certainly can't borrow your lipstick.
What's that?
That's in my purse, too.
But Gladys, you won't need more lipstick until I take you home.
Henry, if you must know, my glasses are in the purse.
Glasses?
Henry, that's enough to show.
Well, gee, Gladys, I didn't know you needed glasses.
I don't. I just wear them to keep my mother happy.
Suppose we don't tell your mother.
Henry, if you don't get them, I'll be miserable all evening.
But Gladys...
Very well, Henry, very well. But I'm certainly glad I found out how you feel about me early in our friendship.
But Gladys, I didn't... Well, that is naturally... Well, if it's that important, I'd be glad to get you your purse.
Henry, I knew you were a gentleman. And you'll hurry back, won't you?
Sure.
Because I'll be awfully lonely without you.
Oh, boy. I'll be back before you know it. Excuse me.
The purse is on the hall table.
Yeah, sure. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Ouch!
Hi, Henry.
Boy, Willie, boy, a fine parking attendant you are.
Listen, Henry, stop blaming it on me.
Well, who else can I blame it on? Gee whiz, look at all the cars parked in front of mine.
I parked everybody's car as they came in. What'd you come so early for?
To avoid trouble. Get me out, Willie, get me out.
I will, just as soon as I study the situation.
Listen, I have to go all the way back for Gladys's glasses, and the play's going to start any minute.
Henry, Mr. Nelson hired me to take charge of the parking lot, and I'm not going off half-cocked. Now, the way I figure it, all I have to do is move this mass back and that Jeep out, and then you can slip your car through the space.
I can?
Sure, I'll move it. Keep an eye on my rear.
Willie, if you ask me...
Henry, I know what I'm doing. How's my back bumper?
Fine.
I'm clearing back?
Sure.
Here I come.
Keep her coming. Keep her coming. Keep... Oh!
Oh, boy. Henry, I thought you said I was clearing back.
You were. It was your front bumper that hit. Pull up. Hold it, Willie, hold it!
Oh, what's wrong now?
The bumpers are locked.
They are? Well, what do you know?
Well, just don't stand there, Willie. Do something.
Well, let's not lose our heads, Hen. Now, all I have to do is move that sedan up front and we'll have the whole thing wet.
Willie, that's crazy. If you're going to move anything, it should be this red convertible.
Henry, you're the one who's crazy. It's the sedan.
The convertible!
Listen, Henry, are you insinuating I don't know the parking business?
Now,
Where were we, gentlemen?
Right in the middle of fiscal expenses, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, yes.
Shouldn't we wait until Ferguson gets back?
Mr. Harris, this statement has to be ready for the meeting tomorrow.
Why did Ferguson have to go to the school anyway?
It seems, Mr. Kilmer, he lent his car to his son, and now his bumpers are locked with another car.
Well, that couldn't take very long.
Yes, but before they can straighten that out, they have to get the rest of the parking lot untangled. I think we better go on without him.
Yes, I suppose so.
Now, I think the best way to start is to figure out our assets.
Assets? Mr. Aldrich, we don't have any assets. The club is 250 in the red and everyone knows it.
I know, Mr. Harris.
I make a motion. We just make up a report saying we owe $250 and not worry the club about how it happened.
Now, Mr. Harris.
I second the motion. How about some bridge?
Good. Now, Mr. Kilmer.
Listen, Henry, what's the idea of calling me out of the auditorium at a time like this?
I had to, Homer.
But String Bean Kittinger's playing the old aunt, and I think she's just about to get murdered.
But, Homer...
I've been looking forward to that since the curtain went up.
But, Homer, I can't get my car out of the parking lot. I'll have to take a streetcar. Gee whiz, this is the first date I've had with her.
What?
Homer, don't you understand?
The only part I got was you have a date with a streetcar.
No, Homer, with Gladys Prentice. So won't you please do me a favor and sit with her?
Me?
So she won't be lonesome.
Nothing doing, Henry.
But, Homer...
I saw that pole right in front of your seat.
Pole? There's a pole there?
You know darn well.
Homer, I hardly even noticed it. That's how infinitesimal it is.
Infinitesimal, infinitesimal.
Honest. And gee whiz, if you lean a little, you hardly know it's there.
Oh, no. When I get off balance, I get a headache.
Look, is it worth a quarter to you?
No.
50 cents.
50?
Well, gee whiz, you should be willing to have a little headache for that kind of money.
Okay, I'll do it.
Gee, thanks, Homer.
75.
Now listen!
Henry, the headache and the pole are worth at least 75 cents.
But that hardly leaves me enough for sodas.
Okay, Henry, step aside.
Well, where are you going?
Back to my seat and watch String Bean get thrown in.
Okay, Homer, okay. Here's your 75 cents.
Thanks.
Tell Gladys I'll be back before she knows it.
Okay. Inspector? Inspector, is Auntie?
Yes, Miss Hotchkiss. She's been murdered.
Oh, gee whiz, already?
I'd better inspect the body.
Excuse me. Could I get in this row? Thanks. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Ouch!
Oh, hi, Cynthia.
Sam, I feel terribly guilty about having to leave.
Yes. Yes, of course.
But I'm sure you and Mr. Kilmer can appreciate my position. After all, you have children of your own.
Yes, but couldn't Mrs. Harris take the saddle shoes down to your daughter, Cynthia?
I have the car, Mr. Aldrich.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but I'm certainly going to speak very sharply to Cynthia about interrupting our meeting like this. I was against her wearing open-toe shoes from the start.
Well, if you must go, you must.
Well, and if I don't come right back, I may not.
No, we won't.
Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Aldrich, I've just finished adding up those figures.
Yes?
And according to my addition, we have $194 in the bank.
What? That's impossible. We have a deficit.
I know. I must have gone off somewhere.
Let me see those figures.
Here.
Mr. Kilmer, you've added our membership to our assets.
I have? My, my.
Oh, boy. Excuse me.
Hey, fellow, where do you think you're going?
Into the auditorium. Have I missed much?
Only the first act. Let me see your ticket.
Ticket? You already took it.
Me?
Well, maybe not you, but somebody took it.
Look, fella, try a new one. You're the third guy who's tried that excuse tonight.
Well, but it isn't any excuse. My girl's inside waiting for me.
Yeah?
In row X.
Now, I know you're a gate crasher. There isn't an empty seat in that row.
Well, sure, naturally. Homer's in it.
Look, I have strict orders not to let anyone in without a ticket, and that's that. So stand back, fella.
But gee whiz, I sold more tickets for this darn play than anyone in school. Ask Miss Eddy. She knows I had a ticket.
Miss Eddy isn't here.
What? At a time?
Look, fella, why not stop trying to be a welcher and give me a dollar and I'll sell you a ticket?
But gee whiz, all I have left is 50 cents.
Well, can't you borrow the rest?
Borrow it?
Sure.
Well, that's an idea. Could you loan me 50 cents?
Now, wait a minute.
Well, I just...
Whose purse is that?
Oh, that's just it, my girl's, and she can't see a thing without it.
Well, why not see if she's got as much as a dollar in there?
Open Gladys's purse?
sure. Girls always carry get mad money.
Oh, I couldn't.
Why not?
She might get mad. Besides, what would she think of my character?
Listen, it'll just be a loan, won't it?
Yeah.
It isn't as though you won't pay her back.
No.
It? Well?
Okay. Stand back while I open it.
Do you see any money?
Not yet. Could you hold a few of these things?
Okay.
Here's her comb, notebook, glasses, library card, keychain, compact, a map. Left glove, hanky, another glove.
Left or right?
Left.
How about money?
Well, I think I hear something rattling near the bottom. Here's her mirror, mending tape, needle and thread. Lifesavers.
What flavor?
Hey, don't. That's Gladys's. Oh, look out.
Everything's slipping.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Her lipstick just rolled under the auditorium door.
I told you, fella, you don't go in there without a ticket.
Now listen, fella.
Listen yourself, fella.
Red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
Yes, and there are dozens and dozens of swell treats you can make with a Jell-O family of yum, yum desserts. And here's a grand new combination to surprise the folks with tomorrow. Maple nut tapioca, made with luscious, light, and mellow Jell-O vanilla tapioca pudding. Just prepare a package of Jell-O vanilla tapioca as usual. Then chill and serve with log cabin syrup topped with chopped nut meat sautéed in a little butter. It's a wonderful dessert. Delicious Jell-O vanilla tapioca with tangy maple syrup and crunchy nut meats. Try all three Jell-O tapioca puddings. Jell-O chocolate, vanilla, and orange coconut tapioca. They're ready prepared. All you do is add milk and they take about 5 minutes to cook. Look for them on your grocer's dessert shelf. Jell-O tapioca pudding. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry left the performance of the school play in order to get Gladys's purse. But when he returned, he couldn't get back in without his ticket. Meanwhile, he's hired Homer to sit with Gladys and keep her company. The scene opens in the auditorium just as the second act is ending.
Hello? What's this?
Inspector, is it a clue?
Yes, Miss Hotchkiss. A very...
Vital clue.
Vital clue. And if this doesn't lead us to the killer, my name isn't Inspector Hornblow of Scotland Yard.
Oh, my goodness. That was even more thrilling than the first time.
Did you really enjoy it, Gladys?
My, yes. I guess I grabbed your arm a couple of times, didn't I, Homer?
Gee, I didn't mind. Would you like to go out to the hall for another glass of water?
No, I don't think so.
That's good. Boy, did that Cynthia Harris step on my toe the last time. I wonder where Henry is.
Henry?
Henry Aldrich. Aren't you worried about him?
Well, it wouldn't be very polite to be worried, do you think?
It wouldn't?
No, it would mean I wasn't having a good time with you.
Oh. You mean you are?
Don't I seem to be?
Gee, it's suddenly gotten warm in here.
Warm? I was thinking it was getting a little chilly.
Yeah? Would you like my jacket?
Oh, I couldn't deprive you.
Gee, I don't mind.
Well, suppose I just borrow a part of it.
A part?
They're just asleep.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think my folks would be too happy if I tore it off.
Oh, goodness, you're cute.
I am.
And if you just sort of put your arm around my shoulders, I wouldn't be so drafty.
Oh. How's that?
Much better. Oh, my goodness, look.
Where?
At that window in back there. See those two hands on the ledge?
Gee whiz, there must be some guy trying to sneak in that way.
What's that in his hand?
Well, I'll be darned. Gladys, it isn't a fellow, it's a girl.
It is?
Sure, that's a person in her left hand.
Well, my goodness, isn't that disgraceful?
Oh, there goes the janitor after her.
What's he doing with that window pole?
Oh, boy, he's going to let her have it right on the knuckle.
Oh, my goodness.
Ouch! Boy, do you ever see two hands disappear so fast?
Homer.
Yes, Gladys.
Did you know you took your arm away?
I did?
Yes, and it's getting very chilly again.
Gladys, don't you think it'd be a good idea if I went back to my own seat?
Why, Homer?
I mean, Gee whiz, Henry's my best friend, and he did pay for your ticket.
Homer, you're doing him a favor.
I am?
Certainly. He wants me to have a good time, doesn't he?
Yes, but...
Well, I'd be miserable sitting alone.
Sure,
Homer,
but...
please, put your arm back where it was. I'm freezing.
But...
Homer?
How's that?
Much better.
Oh, boy. Am I a heel?
Willie, where are you?
Right in front of you, Henry.
Boy, the spaceman is dark. Are you sure we can get into the orchestra pit this way?
Sure. When I played the tuba in the school orchestra, I used to sneak out this way all the time.
Boy, my suit must be a wreck. I fell right off that windowsill into a thorn hedge.
Hold it. But we turn here.
Willie, are you sure?
Positive. I memorized this basement like a book.
You did?
Sure, when you're carrying a tuba, you can't be too careful. Come on.
Gee, Willie, I certainly want to thank you for helping me out like this.
Well, that's okay, Henry. After all, I was responsible for tying up your car.
What did Mr. Nelson say when he fired you?
I wasn't exactly fired. I retired by mutual agreement.
Did you at least get paid?
Well, to tell you the truth, Henry, I didn't think I ought to press that point. Especially since the fire department had to come over and help untangle those cars. Oh, hold it, Henry.
What's the matter?
We should be almost to the door of the orchestra pit.
Where?
Well, feel along the wall on your side for a pipe.
What for?
It leads right to the door.
Oh.
Feel around.
Okay.
Ouch! Did you find it?
Willie, was it a steam pipe?
Yeah.
I found it.
Well, keep following it and go forward.
Sure.
When you get to the orchestra pit, sneak in behind Agnes Lawson's bass.
Yep. Okay. Only let's be quiet, huh?
Henry, did you knock something over?
Snow shovels. Nearly half a dozen of them.
Funny, I don't remember those being there last winter.
Willie, you mean we're lost?
Well, not exactly. I just don't know where we are.
No.
Well, it isn't my fault, Henry. This is the first time I've come through here without my tuba.
Inspector, can't you tell me who murdered my aunt?
Miss Hotchkiss, I think you'll be walking through that door in a moment. All right, men, scatter.
Homer, my goodness, I'm dying. I'm just dying. Have you ever seen a more exciting play?
Gee, awesome. I'm so excited my toes are curled.
Inspector, I hear someone.
Quickly, turn out the lights. And careful, men, he may be armed.
Oh, I'm too terrified. Hold my hand.
Hold it. How's that?
My goodness, cold hands, warm heart.
Gee, yours are pretty cold yourself.
Inspector, he's at the door.
On your toes, ma'am.
Homer, look. Look, the door's open.
It's the murderer.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Willie, are you sure this is the door to the orchestra pit?
Gladys, that murderer sounds familiar.
All right, ma'am, grab him.
Yeah, I'm coming down.
Hey! Now wait! You've come to the end of your road.
Now listen, you guys. I paid for my ticket and I'm coming in.
Now, Sam, calm down.
I am calm, Alice. It's just that after all these years, it hurts to find out I've misjudged Ralph Kilmer so completely.
Now, dear, maybe he had a good reason for leaving.
Good reason? His excuse was he had to go to the school auditorium and take his daughter home.
Dear, that doesn't sound unreasonable.
Because she'd gotten another attack of her hiccups from laughing at the school play.
Laughing? I thought it was a serious drama.
Exactly. He certainly could have thought of a better excuse. Fine meeting. Ferguson runs out. Then Harris. And now Kilmer.
Well, there's one thing to be said. You certainly can't blame Henry.
Well, that's something.
My goodness, that couldn't be Henry. It's only 10:30. Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother, it's I.
Dear, come in here, please.
Mother, if you don't mind, I'd like to go right up to bed.
Dear, aren't you home a little early?
Early?
Is the play over already?
Well, you might say it ended a little unexpectedly.
Oh, I see. Incidentally, dear Miss Eddy phoned this evening.
She did.
And she was so pleased about your selling all those tickets, she has a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
Yes, she's going to see that you get a part in the next play.
Me?
Yes, dear, isn't that nice?
Well, I'll tell you, Mother. Naturally, I appreciate it, but I've suddenly lost all interest in appearing on the stage.
You have?
Yeah, gee,
All you do is get up there and make a fool of yourself.
Well, my goodness, I'm going in and make you a glass of hot milk with butter.
On top of everything else I've gone through?
Henry, please answer the phone.
Who, I? Father, suppose it's a member of the cast.
Answer it, Henry. I have to finish this report.
But they've rehearsed for 3 months. Oh, boy. Hello?
Hi, Hen, old-timer.
Homer, is that you?
Sure. What'd they do to you after they rolled down the curtain?
I'd rather not say.
Henry, it isn't as bad as that. They promised to print who the murderer was in the school paper next week.
Homer, what about Gladys?
Why, that's where I'm calling from. I just took her home.
You did? Well, will you tell her I'll bring her purse over there the first thing in the morning?
Okay, Hen.
And the optometrist promised to have her glasses fixed by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Something happened to them?
In a way, Homer. They somehow came into contact with a window pole.
Is that right?
And Homer, is Gladys very mad?
Mad?
Because I wasn't with her all evening.
Well, she doesn't seem very mad.
She doesn't?
No. As a matter of fact, she said she had a wonderful time. Cut it out, Gladys. That tickles.
What's that?
Oh, boy.
Homer, what's going on?
Nothing, Hen, nothing. Only Henry.
Yes?
I just want you to know you've got a 75-cent refund coming to you.
Party I know turned out to be.
Snake in the grass. Agnes, are you referring to good old Homer?
I'll say I am.
But Agnes, you're talking about my best pal.
Your best pal? Your best pal?
Why, sure.
Okay, then what was your best pal doing with his arm around Gladys all evening?
He was so. That's what happened. Boy, what a snake in the grass.
Well, sometimes that's the way it goes with the best of friends. But ladies, when it comes to desserts, here's one that never lets you down. Jell-O tapioca puddings, a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. Jell-O tapioca puddings are ready prepared, nothing to go wrong. All you do is add milk, and they take just about 5 minutes to cook. There's Jell-O vanilla tapioca, luscious, light, and mellow. Jell-O chocolate tapioca, rich and candy good. Jell-O orange coconut tapioca, tangy orange with rich tropical coconut. Jell-O tapioca puddings, 3 delicious new reasons why more women buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world.
Here's hoping you'll be in your living room and ours next week at the same time. Good night, folks.
The Oldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Kocar and Ed Joris, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
As new as a hobo at a banker's convention. Amazing, the only one of its kind. That's Minute Rice. Minute Rice for magically quick, quick meals. No washing, rinsing, draining, or steaming with Minute Rice. Just drop it in water and bring to a boil. Absolutely no more cooking needed. Minute Rice is quicker to fix than potatoes, and it always comes out perfect. You'll think of scores of wonderful one-dish meals with Minute Rice. So remember the name Minute. Minute Rice in the red, white, and blue box.
Gentlemen, stay tuned in for Allen and Burns.
Gracie, it's Burns and Allen. They bill me first.
They do?
Sure.
Well, then I'll have the bill for my new hat sent to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to Allen and Burns. Next on NBC.